Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
Turk bitch.
What's up? What's up? What's up, you guys? I am back for an all new episode of Talk with Turk. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me. We back up in the building again, and you already know how we're going to do it today. Today is a very subtle day, and you guys are going to actually get some hot topics today. I know I have been putting out a lot of content, a lot of music lately, a lot of interviews, but I am working diligently and very hard on this new season. We are almost at 100 episodes of Talk with Turk, and do you understand how happy I am about that? Because I can't believe how much success that my podcast has off of 81 episodes so far, and we're only 19 away, 18 after this episode. So I'm really thankful to everybody who has ever been a part of my show, my podcast, who's ever supported me. Even the haters who talked about it, so that other people that they're talking about me too can go and listen and stream. But I just had to say that. You know, I'ma always throw a little shade, and I'ma always tell the truth. I'ma always tell a fact, because a fact is a fact, and you can't change that, okay? But I'm not gonna sit here and spit some bars to you. We've put out 4 episodes over the past week in this new season, and I am writing out show scripts, show runs, and inquiries to your favorite celebrities, people that you may know, people that you may not know, and if you don't know them, then when they come on the show, you will definitely be able to learn about them, know who they are, just have a good time, vibe out, you know, have good vibes, because that's what my show is all about, is good vibes. And giving you the tea. And I'm going to bring that to you every single time. So, without further ado, we're going to get into some music. I want to thank you guys once again, all my listeners, my loyal subscribers to Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Google Podcasts, Pandora. We just got updated to YouTube Music. My show is now on YouTube Music and on the YouTube app. So you can type in Talk with Turk Bish And you can listen to the podcast, stream it through YouTube, stream it through YouTube Music app if you have YouTube Music. So we're on another platform. I don't know how many that makes because I'm on every platform that you can think of. I don't know what platform I'm not on. So if you guys don't know of a platform, or if you have a platform that my show is not on, that you recognize is not on, let me know so that me and my team can get on it and get on it quick. Sometimes it's fast. The turnaround time is quick for your shows to be uploaded to, you know, certain DSPs. Sometimes it takes a long time. And YouTube, it took a while, and I'm still going through copyright claims and things of that nature, so some episodes may not be present. And if they're not, that's because, you know, I'm going through copyright claims and I'm disputing those, and I'm trying to get certain music approved because I've had music on my show since we started, since the beginning days. Because I told y'all, I love to make sure that y'all are getting like good vibes from my show, just music wise regardless. Because it's not just entertainment news, it's not just celebrity news. I want to give you vibes, music. I want to talk about politics. We can talk about love, health, happiness, anything under the sun, anything under the sun. So, like I said, we're on YouTube Music. Check that out. Please stream. I need everybody to go and stream my last 4 episodes on Apple Podcasts. Let's make sure that we get back into the charts on Apple Podcasts in the United States. I would love to see that. The charts have not updated for this week, but I'm pretty sure by the time I have a new episode for you guys, I'll be able to update you guys with all our chart analytics, of course, like I usually do. So once again, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Talk with Turk Bish. What's going on, you guys? We are back for your favorite segment. We're gonna talk about some entertainment news, some hot topics, celebrity news, celebrity gossip. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me. We're gonna get into some things. Okay? All right, so over the weekend, you guys, there was a lot of things that we had to keep up on, keep abreast with. That's Diddy news. That's this whole Belfungus and Bia beef that's going on. I'm not going to say her name on my podcast. Y'all already know. I only support real female rap on my channel. Real female rap. And if you don't understand it when I'm talking like this,
I only support real female rap.
And that's a fact, okay? So, anyway, we're gonna get into it. And right now, I'm just like smoking a little bit on my blunt and just trying to get in the zone. I'm just vibing out with y'all, you know? All right, so over the weekend, I wanna say Thursday night, we know that 3 female rappers dropped a remix to a song. I will name one of them. Glorilla, she had a song that she put a remix on, and she had The Horse and the Roach on the remix for. I don't know the name of the song. I don't care about the name of the song. But at the end of The Roach's rap, she said something about nobody wanna be a. And she took aim at the rapper Bia. And I thought this was very funny because, Cardi, you don't want to respond to nobody else, but you respond to Bia. You don't want to respond to Nicki, all the shots that Nicki tags your ass in, and she tests y'all bitches, and y'all don't want to respond to her because y'all don't want that type of heat. Y'all don't want that type of energy. And what did Cardi B do when Bia responded? And matter of fact, let's play the response real quick. Just 1 second. Bitch. Now that's the shit I'm talking about right there. Get in the motherfucking booth and do your big one. Bia ate that ass up with the bars. Like, with bars. Do you hear me? She got in the studio. She got in the stool and she put the pen to the pad and she got on that mic like a real MC dude. This is hip hop. Cardi B got on Instagram and started crying. Y'all tried to say the same thing about Nicki after Megan threw those weak ass shots at Nicki Minaj. Y'all tried it. And now that the role is reversed on somebody that y'all fuck with, the goalpost is moving. The line is always moving, according to Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac. I love you, Candace. Shout out to Candace. She is having a baby. I'm not sure what the sex is yet. I'm not sure she's already had it, but congratulations to her and Chris Bassett. That's in order for both of them. Shout out to them. But anywho, back to Horsey and Rat. Now, I see all the blogs now trying to make it in favor for Cardi. When y'all were the same people, and I'm talking Hot 97, Breakfast Club. Yeah, I'm calling y'all out. Y'all are so fake, just so fake. It's always kissing her ass. I believe that Cardi B has y'all on payroll. Y'all always change it around and change the narrative back on the person that's beefing with her and try to make the other person look bad. And we see by now, and even in the comments, if y'all go look in the comments of these radio stations, as far as what people are saying, they agree. They really believe that y'all are biased. And when it comes to Cardi B, the culture is just blind. It's very blind. And I hate how it's y'all always make Nicki live up to this certain standard, but when it's the other female rappers, it always changes. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing we see in here. Cardi B, you need to get in the booth or you need to shut the fuck up. Simple. Period. And of course, we're going to have your people out there who are going to kiss your ass continuously, even black people who are coons at this point, that support her, support this lady. She's the same lady who called black people roaches, monkeys. She sent people to beat up two black females in the strip club where they're there to make money and support their family and feed their family. But y'all don't ever talk about that. She's the same woman who went on live and boasted about how she drugged and raped men and stole their money. I still have the video. They try to take it down every time somebody posts it, but hey, the video's there. The proof is always going to be in the pudding. You can't hide facts. And I'm just stating facts. And I want better for my people. I want y'all to support real music, real rap. Okay? You know what I'm saying? And speaking of real rap, shout out to Nicki Minaj. She's the first female rapper to gross over $100 million on a rap tour. Rap tour. The first female rapper to have the biggest selling tour. The only female rapper to gross over $100 million. Y'all want Megan to do it so bad, but there's some seats out there that need to be filled. Yeah, I got seat filler tickets too. They asked did I want to go, and I said no. I declined those tickets because they were giving them out for free. They needed to fill the seats to make the concert seem like they're sold out.
Okay.
Okay. But anywho, I'm just here stating the facts to what y'all are blind to, okay? To what y'all don't want to see. And it's there in your face. It's there in your face. But shout out to Nicki Minaj. She also received some new certifications. Don't ask me for the song. I don't know right now. I can't remember. But she did receive new certifications, diamond certification and gold certifications for music that she has had out. She has so much music. You know, at this point, she's the best-selling female rapper of all time. It doesn't even matter at this point. She's going to sell. She's going to sell. And we already know that. Pink Friday 2 is double platinum. Pink Friday 2 is double platinum. Yeah, it's pressure. She made timeless music for y'all. But moving on from female rap, let's talk about Diddy, because Diddy, you still got victims that are coming out, Diddy. It's not looking good for you, and there's still more stories that are surfacing about how you and Diddy's relationship, you and Biggie's relationship was before he passed away and after he passed away, how you acted. There was a magazine that wanted to honor Biggie after he passed. I believe it was Vogue magazine. One of the magazines. It was a big prevalent magazine back in the day. And apparently they wanted to honor Diddy. I mean, Biggie. But Diddy took it upon himself to say, no, let's not do that. Let's support my era coming out, because he had his own album starting to come out and his own solo projects, his own music and things of that nature while he was still, you know, producing and things in the background. But it's just a lot of stories that are coming out. And at this point, I don't know if he can... if he's saved from this, you know what I'm saying, you guys? Like, I believe that it's over at this point for him and his career. He might still have money after he pays all his fees and everything that he may owe to people, to victims in the end when it's all said and done. But I believe that his career as we know it, as, you know, this black mogul that we all looked up to as a businessman and thought he, you know, was great, his career is about to disintegrate at this point, and there's just no turning back from it. I hate what he's done. He's just not a good person from all the stories that are surfacing, and these are allegedly, okay, you guys? Everything that we speak about here on my channel is alleged, nothing for fact unless we provide those resources, because we always do and I always tell it, okay? And the story that I got about Diddy came from Joe Budden podcast. Check out his recent episode, and he speaks about that into great detail. Mel B's ex-husband Stephen Belafonte sues the singer for $5 million in defamation lawsuit. So the People reports the producer claims the Spice Girls' accusations of domestic violence are false and accuses Mel of being a deadbeat mom. He filed a suit in Florida court on her birthday, May 29th. That's just some bitch ass shit. And that's some pussy ass shit. Stephen Belafonte, whatever your fucking name is, fuck you. Okay. Shout out to Mel B from the Spice Girls. Spice up your life. I love them. So I hope that things work out in her favor, because he's just trash. That's trash. Moving on to other news. Now, I told y'all about Lake Lanier before, and y'all keep bringing y'all ass out there. A 74-year-old man drowns in Lake Lanier after his seat becomes unbolted. And this is via the Shade Room. On Wednesday, May 29th, Matthew Mayo drowned in Lake Lanier while fishing in a bass boat at age 74. According to WSB-TV, Mayo was fishing with his wife when his seat became unbolted from the floor. Reports from Georgia Department of Natural Resources confirmed that upon falling, Mayo drowned and did not resurface. It wasn't until the Hall County Fire Department used their ROV, remote operated vessel, that Mayo was confirmed deceased. There are currently no reports on how the seat became unbolted, because we already know that you're not supposed to be on that motherfucking lake. And if he was a white man, I'm not sure if he was a white man or a black man, but if he was a white man, of course our ancestors got that ass, okay? Because y'all built that lake over a slave town, basically, and where our ancestors were. And it's crazy that y'all did that. It's a man-made lake and there's still a town of stuff under it. It's not right. Spiritually, morally, and as far as landscape-wise, y'all need to get rid of that shit. We done told y'all over the years that it's not safe, and y'all just keep on doing it. But at this point, who am I? I mean, y'all keep on dying. Go to Lake Lanier. I know I will never go to Lake Lanier. You'll never see me out there myself, okay? But let's see. What else I got for y'all today? What else do we want to talk about? Young Miami. Let's talk about Young Miami. So a lot of people are saying that her career is over as well. And they were calling her out online because they were saying that before she said that she got peed on to promote a product, apparently. And now she's backtracking because of all the Diddy accusations that are going on. You know, she felt protected when she was with Diddy. So she felt like, oh, I can be this free woman. I can say what I want to say. I can express who I was and who I am. And she was doing all of that under the sun. And now that he's going through it, you don't want to be associated with anything like that, because you definitely said that you were peeing on. And I believe that you was, Young Miami. I do. And I love to see how JT's career is being elevated while Miami's is decreasing, because at one point she was jealous of JT. JT is the one in the City Girls who actually had the talent, if we're going to be completely honest. And I believe that she's always been envious of that, and that's why her and JT kind of been on the rocks. They did their best trying not to show it in the media, and that they don't like each other and don't really get along. But as far as we know right now, There's no present beef, and I hope that they don't ever bring it public if they do have an issue. And if they do, hopefully they, you know, they patched it up. But at this point, we'll see. Nicki Minaj is going back on the Gag City tour right now. She's over across seas on her Gag City tour, but she's going on a second leg because the first leg was so successful. So you guys go ahead and get your tickets. The tickets are on sale right now. There are different VIP packages that you guys can get. There's different cities that you can sign up for, get your codes if you need that and all of that good stuff. So I hope to see you guys there. I'm going to try to go to the last three shows, which is the Raleigh show, Columbia, South Carolina, and Queens, New York, of course, because why would I not want to be in the building for that, if you know what I mean? Shout out to Gabby Douglas. She had to, 5 days ago, she had to withdraw from the U.S. Gymnastics Championships following an injury. Let's see. After the news that she has withdrawn from the competition, according to NBC News, the competition was set to take place this weekend in Fort Worth, Texas. Reports state Gabby cited an ankle injury suffering during training this week. So we're going to keep her in our prayers and hopefully, you know, she gets better from that. But that's all I got for you guys today. We're going to talk about some more things later this week as things come up, and I'm going to get into some different things. But that's all that I want to talk about with you guys today, because I got some other things that I need to take care of, and my man is on the way home, and you already know I'd rather spend time with him than talk to y'all. But I do love y'all. Thank y'all, and I hope y'all enjoyed this episode and the music that's going to come with it. Don't you forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.